Welcome to Good Evening, the Alfred Hitchcock Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Shemutella, and joining me, as always, is my ever-constant co-host, Chris Haig. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Unfortunately, Tom is not here today. He's gone off and he's decided to ride the horsey at the shopping store there, at the grocery store.
I always forget you're going to do these. It's hit me off guard every single time.
My work is done here.
I know.
Excellent. Well, today we are continuing our rapidly ending coverage of the Alfred Hitchcock Presents episodes that were directed by Hitch. And today, believe it or not, we're actually doing our last Alfred Hitchcock Presents episode. We will have one more next week, but it's an Alfred Hitchcock Hour episode. So this is the last one for Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and I don't think I'm out of line to say it's a good one.
I haven't watched it yet, so...
You're a liar.
It's a very good one to sort of end this little run on.
Okay, let's jump into it here. We got a quick little summary of it here. Bang Your Dead was originally broadcast on the 17th of October, 1961, as a part of the seventh season of Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Six-year-old Jackie Chester is delighted when his Uncle Rick arrives from Africa with a surprise gift. Unable to wait until Rick unpacks, Jackie goes through his uncle's bags and finds a loaded gun. Jackie thinks it's a toy, the gift his uncle promised. He goes outside to play with it. Jackie's parents and Uncle Rick discover that Jackie is on the loose with a loaded gun and set out frantically to find him. After aiming and not firing the gun at various people, Jackie goes home and asks the maid to play with him. When she says she's too busy, Jack aims the gun and fires at her. Uncle Rick and their parents arrive just in time to deflect the shot. So... this one here, I don't know, man. This one was pretty suspenseful the first time that I saw it.
Yes, that I will heartily agree with. It's quite a different sort of flavor of Presents episode, but yeah, it definitely gives you your money worth in terms of the suspense stakes.
Yeah, like what I was thinking of when I was watching this episode was I'm bad with the title. I think it's Sabotage. It's either Saboteur or Sabotage, but the one where the kid's on the bus with the bomb.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just waiting for it to go off. But I mean, like Hitchcock really, really amps up the tension in this while by having the little boy add like one bullet at a time while he's playing with it and then get distracted and like spinning the gun like almost like a Russian roulette, but you know, not really kind of thing. And then, you know, having the mom like almost get to him in you know, like at the grocery store, she like turns a corner and he's there, but she doesn't see him because he's hidden behind somebody, and then she turns around and that person moves away. So like the tension in this one is really amped up here. And you know what's kind of interesting as well is Hitch himself is like, at the beginning of the episode, he's like, look, we don't want to play this up too much because this is a serious topic, right? You know, like gun violence and kids getting a hold of guns, like this is serious talk. And we don't want to make light of the situation at all. So I appreciated that opening.
Yeah. Well, that and, you know, talk about the opening as well. There's the concluding one as well, which is just basically, like you said, it's like this is, you know, a representation of what actually goes on in daily life. So we're not going to joke about a bit. There's a little bit of dark humour in there throughout. That's supposed to be a bit of irony and a bit of sort of to amp up the tension. But it's played very straight. And it is the fact that, you know, the more likely, you know, because guns aren't a thing here in the UK. I'm not quite sure what Canadian legislature is on having a gun in the household or whatever. But, you know, I'll always remember that American statistic, which is the more likely you are to have a gun in the house, the more likely you are to be shot. So... you know, and they do say that unfortunately there are a number of kids each year who either get injured or unfortunately die as a result of gunshot injuries that have just been, they found the gun and they think it's a toy gun and they're playing with it. So appreciated the fact that this wasn't played for sort of like laughs and it was quite serious and it was quite solemn. I appreciated that, and that's what I think made it quite an interesting one for, you know, Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Because, you know, if you've listened to, you know, this series, you'll know that the episodes tend to be sort of, they are dramatic or funny, or they've got like a bit of like dark humour to them or that sort of thing. This is the first time I've seen one, and I haven't seen them all, so I might be wrong, where it's so it's serious, and it's like, you know, this is actually something that does happen, and it does have a message actually at the end, which I appreciated.
Yeah, I don't think there's many that do. I think this is a rarity out of the seven seasons for the run of the show.
Yeah.
But it works. And, you know, I think this is very appropriate to have Hitchcock direct, you know, because of the style of it. Like, it really felt like it had that Hitchcock flavor to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It feels Hitchcockian in the sense of, you take a very simple premise, which is a young boy gets hold of a gun and thinks it's a toy.
Mm-hmm.
And you just build tension. You know, there's been films that he's done that haven't had this level of tension throughout. And, you know, sometimes when I'm watching one, I'll check my phone, I'll do that sort of thing. I didn't do any of that while I was watching this. I was like, what? How is this going to play out? How is Jackie and his gun and the parents and Uncle Rick trying to find it? I think it's absolutely riveting. And I think it's such a smart, well-acted, however many minutes of TV.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the acting is very well done. Like, the dread that's conveyed by the mom and whatnot when they're frantically looking for the son with the gun. And, you know, it's just, it's interesting because not only is there that aspect of it, but, like, even at the beginning where the kids are playing guns, you know, like, it's, like, so ingrained. Like, I think, I even had guns when I was a kid, and Canada's not really a gun culture. Like, I'm sure I had at least one cap gun in my life when I was growing up, I remember, you know. It's just, it's such an interesting thing to give kids to play with, you know, like, toy guns, you know. So, like, we never had any for my kids. Right? Like, we never had toy guns in the house for that. But, like I said, I think I had one in the early 80s when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't
know if... Yeah, no, I was just going to say, me and my brother, we grew up with, and it was kind of like Action Man, and it was, you know, that kind of, you know, you can still buy toy guns in shops in the UK. And, you know, and they put, like, stickers on to make it, you know, them look as unauthentic as, or inauthentic as possible for the very fact... You know, you don't want anyone to think it's a real gun, and equally, you don't want to get it mixed up with any real guns you've got. But back in the 90s, I remember my brother in particular had a couple that, you know, there was little, it was like a click trigger thing. It didn't do anything, but it was just like, bang, bang, you know, you're dead. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was definitely grew up in part of the culture. But like I said, here in the UK, you know, you're not allowed to own one unless it's for a very particular reason. And the only ones who have... sort of firearm permits really are either if you are in the, like, the police or the protective services, if you are a landowner and you use it for shooting, as in, like, birds or that kind of stuff, or if it's like a disused retired service revolver, and then you have to still get a special permit for that. So I mean, what's it like in Canada? Do you guys have, I really don't know, what is your gun situation like?
Like, we're, it part of it feels like there's more gun violence on the rise in our country.
Yeah.
But I've had people, like, show me stats and stuff that say it's pretty much flat, you know, like, for what it's always been. I mean, like, there are people that I know and work with who own guns, but they're, like, hunters and they're rifles and stuff like that. Like, I don't know anybody who owns the type of guns that people that are, like, you know, what sort of... conflicting opinions on for people owning in the States, like AK-47s or whatever type of guns those are. Like, I don't know anybody who owns anything like that, but I know a few hunters, you know. I work with two of them. I work with two people who go hunting, and I see people come in talking about hunting all the time, you know. So
I mean, I've got a family friend who he has the permit for a rifle, and he just goes out hunting out in the woods and everything. So it's the same sort of thing. And similarly, I don't know if there's an increase, and this is obviously for a different podcast and all that sort of thing, but I don't know if there is an increase in gun violence or if it's just being reported on more. Because, like, it doesn't really happen in my city, but down in London, there are always cases of, oh, well, there's been illegally trafficked in firearms and that sort of thing, and they may be on the rise, but I think by and large it is going down or it's remaining steady, so I don't think there's this big... increase factor. Unfortunately, we've not had any incidents such as the one in Bang Your Dead, where someone's got hold of a firearm and has accidentally caused injuries to themselves. So,
But even today, still, like, I read at least a couple of times a month. Like, you know, when I'm on my break at work or whatever, I go to Internet Explorer and pop it up, and it comes up with a thing that you can scroll through news stories. And at least, you know, once or twice a month, there's a story of a kid who got a hold of a gun and it accidentally went off and shot his sister or whatever, you know, like like that. So,
oh, wow.
Like not necessarily in Canada. I think that happens more in the States, but, you know, it does. Those kinds of things do happen in Canada as well, you know, like we're not immune from it. So, but the tension of this episode is just, it was really good the first time I saw it. I mean, Bill Mumy, like, what a career that guy had as a kid actor. Hey, he was in Lost in Space. He was in some super major Twilight Zone episodes. Here he is in this wonderful Alfred Hitchcock Presents episode. Like, he just happened to be there for the right roles with some really great stuff for a young child to be in, you know?
Yeah, fantastic young actor. But then there's not really a weak link amongst the cast, really, because you mentioned the mum, but even, you know, the dad and Uncle Rick, and even just like the little supporting players you only have for a scene or a few lines or anything, I just think it's so well done. And even, because I've mentioned there is a bit of dark humour that goes throughout it, and it's, you know, it's like when he goes into the supermarket. He goes into the supermarket and then his mum follows. And she's there going, can I please get some help? And they're like, well, it's very important. And they won't let her just kind of say, hi, I think my son has a gun. You know, there's a woman there saying, oh, well, I think it's very important what I'm talking about. And what is it? She wants crates. She wants boxes. You know, and then the mum goes to someone else and he's just cashing the money out. And he's just like, well, it is, you know, you can't cut in line, you know. And it's just like, you're screaming at the TV. You're going, for God's sake, will someone just... And I get it, that's the point, and it is, you know, heightening the frustration and everything, but it does it. It is such sort of darkly comic humour, the idea darkly of, comic. Yeah, even in the face of, like, this great potential tragedy, people are still going to stick to bureaucracy.
I think that the best of those is when they finally get on to call the kid's name, and the guy, like, starts the coffee grinder, right? Like, starts grinding the coffee beans so that the little boy can't hear his name. And it's just like,
he's like, come on. Yeah. It's like the darkest screwball comedy ever. Because you're just like, oh, and, like, it's done well. It is done so well. It's, you know... But I think you need moments like that to sort of lift you a little bit from what is quite a tense, I wouldn't say grim, but it is a very tense sort of half hour of TV. Because it's, you know, you're not just worried about the young boy's life, you're worried about everyone he comes into contact with, you know, all the way from, you know, when he's out on the horsey, right next to Tom. You know, when he's sat...
I want my daughter to go on there. Bang! Just blow him away.
Well, it just goes, no, my horse. Boom. You know, and then the poor maid at the end, who I was so worried. I was thinking, and I know this is weird, I was thinking, please do not kill this poor black maid. Please, just leave her be. Just she's just trying to do her job. Don't let this be the way the episode goes. Unfortunately, they were able to sort of, like, I think it's funny in the description when it's like deflect it, because all I can think of is like some kind of Neo Matrix, like, you know, Wonder Woman bounce off the wrist thing, but they don't. They basically just sort of push him to one side and the shot goes wide, thank God. But no, I think it just, as an episode, it is very different, and it's, you know, it's almost like a precursor to, you know, like in the 80s they'd have a very special episode in sitcoms and that, where it's like, we're going to talk about, you know, drugs, or we're going to talk about kind of pregnancy, or whatever the kind of topic of the week was. It almost feels like that, like they've decided to go, this week we're going to be talking about gun violence and the importance of, if you have a gun, make sure it's locked up, if you have to have a gun.
Yeah, it was really, really well done. The other really funny part in it was when he's like, that woman working in the grocery store, and he's like, I'm going to shoot you. And he's like, here, have a snack first. And he's like, it's like, I'm hangry, I'm going to shoot you. Well, here, eat something instead of shooting me.
Which, to be fair, it's quite a good approach. You're just like, well, I'm going to kill you. I'm like, yeah, do you want some toast? Do you want like, an apple? Do you want, like, some? Just like, yeah, that would probably actually really help, thank you. Because my blood sugar's low.
Excellent. Right on. Well, Chris, what do you think you give this? How many bangs would you give this out of five?
I would give this 5 bangs out of 5, or 5, you know, 5 bullets in a spinning cartridge thing.
Mm-hmm. 5 bullets in a cartridge. Yeah, I'm going to give this 5 bangs. 5 bangs in your very suspenseful episode. So I love this one. This is one of the better ones for sure.
This is one of the best ones we've covered.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, right on. Well, you know, that's it. We got one more next week, and then we're done our coverage. Can you believe it, Chris?
I know. It's weird. It's really... It's funny because we've been recording these in like different times and everything, but you're like, oh, wow, this has actually kind of flown by, really. So.
Yeah, we've been recording these for over a year now because we started well in advance. Yeah, like, well, there was like 18 of them. We've been doing this for at least 18 months. We've been recording these. So we would have started this in, you know, mid 2020. We started recording these, even though they just started coming out last fall there.
Wow.
You know, so yeah. But the last one we're covering from the Alfred Hitchcock Hour is called I Saw the Whole Thing, and then we're jumping into the birds. So. Awesome. Anyways, you guys know where you can find us. You can find us on Twitter. You can find our show everywhere. Thank you so much to Fandom for hosting us in their feeds. And take a listen to Annie and Catherine in their coverage of the Alfred Hitchcock Presents episodes. They've already covered this one, too. So if you want to check it out. That's how I watched it the first time, was following along on their show. So, Anyways, excellent. Well, until next time, good evening.
Good evening. We'll be right back.